Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Hey, and we are on Dalet Amud Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. We'll start about 10 lines up. Tani Rebbe Chia, as we are in the Avos Nezikin, and we discussed the four Avos Nezikin in the Mishnah, thank you. And then we discussed Rebbe Oshia's 13, and we got up to Rebbe Chia's 24. So this is a fascinating daf that we have in that we get to talk about so many different inyanim. Again, not as much as we would like to have the time, but this list touches on so many elements of various Shas topics. Let's start with Tani Rebbe Chia. Esrim v'arba avos tzikin. So there are 24 avos tzikin. We have the four that we had in the Mishnah, and then we had the additional. So we have 13, really, after Rebbe Oshia. So that means we need to have 11 more. Besides the 13 from Rebbe Oshia, we're going to have 11 more. So Tani Rebbe Chia, Esrim v'arba avos tzikin. Tashlume Kefel, Vitashlume Arba'a V'chamisha. Kefel is called a category of Nezek. The fact that when I pay double after stealing, Vitashlume Dalad V'hei, and the Tashlume of 4 and 5, Viganef, Vigazlan, and the Ganef and the Gazlan also, the singular, the principal, the Karen payments, is listed separately in this. In this regard, there's a lot. Even just to stop here for a moment to talk about relating to the list that we just had. First of all, Tosfos. Actually, we'll leave Tosfos for a minute before we get to Tosfos. Rashi on the third wide line says Gazlan. Right in the list, we have Ganef and Gazlan. Rashi says Nami Avu Dichsiv Heishiv Zaksel Shagazal. It's also an Av. Sounds like we also include Gizela. What Geneva would have been more of an obvious one to include. And it says, also Gizela. Is Rashi alluding to us something about the difference and the relationship between Geneva and Gizela? So that we'll touch on now, but it's really a topic for the seventh parak of Maseches Baba Kama, Parak Meruba. That's the sugya of Geneva and Gizela, the relationship between the two. What is the difference? So we're generally familiar with the Rashi. Rashi Mishpatim that quotes the Gemara of Ayin Tesla Beis, that Geneva is where one steals in private, and therefore that's worse. Why? Because one is scared of people, but one is not scared of Hashem. While Gezela, one does it public, so you're not scared of anybody. Not scared of Hashem, not scared of people. I do it in front of everyone, as the Pasuk says, that Yugzal Sachanis Miata Mitzri, the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis. So that's generally the assumption. The language of the Gemara, Ze Hishvit Kvod Eved L'Kvod Kono, Vizel Lo Hishvit Kvod Eved L'Kvod Kono. And that's why Geneva has Kefel, has double, because it is more Chamor in a sense. But the Achronim say that it goes much deeper than that. It's not just Geneva in stealth, in private, and Gezela in public, but there's a different Mechayiv, and there are many Rayas to this, which Bezeshon will talk about then, that there are many that there's a different Mechayiv about why I need to pay. What is the root sin? What is the root problem with Geneva, and what is the root problem with Gezela? And the Achronim, Rav Gusman, I didn't mention Rav Gusman in previous Dafim, big fat Rav Gusman on Baba Kama, the biggest one in that's out. It's at least double the size of all the other Masechtas. Rav Gusman on Baba Kama points out this Gemara related to that sugya. It makes sense that Ganev and Gzela are so different in that they're listed as separate Avos Nezikin right here. You can learn the whole seventh parak of Baba Kama and come up with the sugya and come up with the chiddush of the difference between Ganev and Gzela, but it's already hinted to right here in Daf Dalet in Maseches Baba Kama. The fact that they're listed as two separate of the Avos Nezikin. What's the difference? So that they quoted in the name of Reb Chaim and others that the Geneva is focused on the Maisa Geneva, while Gezela is focused on the Hefsid Mammon that is caused. Because after all, even though ironically you might have thought of the opposite, Gezela, you're stealing it, the focus is the act, the grabbing, while Geneva, is there a Maisa? It's in stealth, nobody knows about it, but yeah, it's the opposite. Because, as he proves, there are many indications that Geneva, even if there is no Hefsid Mammon, right? The Gemara says at the beginning of Ezeo Neshach, Goneva Manas Lamekat. If I steal Geneva, and I have in mind to return it in 10 minutes, I'm just doing it to tease you. It says, Asur Daraisa, Pashtus, according to the Rambam, according to the Ritva. Daraisa, there is no parallel discussion by Gezela. There's no issue of Gozela Manas Lamekat. Or there's a discussion about Gonev Kolshehu, even a tiny amount, right? Less than a Shava Pruta. The Rambam has that front and center, beginning of Geneva, first halacha, Gonev Kolshehu. And then the Rambam also says in Ilchos Geneva that we make sure Ktanim do not do geneva. We're makin on the ketanim. Again, gezela, why aren't we makin there? Again, it's also terrible, but if the focus is the act, and we're mechanichim for the act, and also we won't focus on the loss that is caused as much, even though obviously there is a loss caused. The Rambam lists off, there are certain individuals that have the halachic status of gazlanim, even though they weren't really gazlanim. Shoel shalomidas, I borrow something without permission. Sholeach yad v'pikadon, I use an item I'm supposed to be watching. All of these types of cases, which are not exactly... It came to my hands, beheter, as we'll talk about soon in the Gemara. But there is a hefsed mamon, even though there might not be a maisa geneva. So that's why they're called gazlanim. Again, among other rayas. But that, Rav Gusman says, that is hinted to in the fact here that geneva and gazela are listed as separate avos dezikin. What is also interesting here, on the same one line that we read, is that kefel is listed separately than ganav and gazlan, right? Meaning the keren and the kefel are listed as separate items, separate categories. This is also a major topic in the seventh parak sugyas, the relationship between keren and kefel, the payment, the principal payment, and the double payment. Now, just to give one example, in the Minyan HaKatzar, we know the Rambam has his Sefer HaMitzvos of 613, but right before Sefer Mada, the Rambam also has a short list, the Minyan HaKatzar, where not a paragraph per mitzvah, one line per mitzvah, the Rambam has. So there, and there are some comments there that we have that we don't have in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ravid does not comment on the main Sefer HaMitzvos. He comments here, but we have it on the Minyan HaKatzar in the Kesef Mishnah. So here on the Minyan HaKatzar, in Mitzvah 239, Reish Lamed Tes, the Rambam counts a mitzvah's asay on Bezdin to take care of issues with the Ganav. Ladun beganav betashlumin o bemisa. What's Misa? Misa, if maybe going over to Fashos, maybe Baba Machteres. Right, so to deal with cases of geneva, that's the Rambam, counts one mitzvah. Says the Ravid, one line, Amar Avram, Lama lo yish yichashvu shtayim b'shalosh. Why is it only one mitzvah? Should be two mitzvahs, maybe even three mitzvahs. Why? Kefel is another mitzvah, maybe Dalad Vehei is another mitzvah, maybe the Misa is another mitzvah. The Ravid here, if you just had this Ravid and the Rambam, you might not have been able to build a shir on it. But if you take this in the context of other Ravids, which I quote one other one, it's clear that the Rambam and the Ravid have a different view of how we look at the Keren and the Kefel payments. Are they really two of the same? Double? There's a connection between the two? Because if you think about it, it's pretty fascinating in that most Knossos, as we'll talk about Knossos in a few minutes, are somewhat arbitrary. There's 50 or 30 or some type of amount that the Torah says you have to pay. Kefel is a Knoss which is connected to the principal directly. It's always another principle. And there's one line of the Rambam. You pay what you wanted to steal. It's kind of like Edom Zomerman. I wanted to steal 100. I stole 100. I have to pay back 200. More, double. So that's a knas, but it's always directly connected to the principle. And the Rambam, it's another example. The Rambam and the Ravid also argue about this in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, where the Rambam discusses the sugya of Ein Shamin, which we'll get to by the Shema later on in this parak. Miganav Kliv Shavro, I stole something and then it broke. Can I give back the shards and then supplement the difference? Or do I have to give back a new kli? Which one? Which one do I have to do? So the Rambam, so that's the sugya of Ein Shamin. So the Rambam says, when it comes to Geneva, Ein Shamin Lo Apachas. You don't figure out the difference. El Roin, Kamahaya Shava Kli. You figure out how much the Kli was worth to start with, and you give double that Kli to the Bailam. You're not allowed to give the broken shards, plus just pay the difference. That's the Rambam. The Ravid, right there. Amar Avram, Hani Mili Bekeren, Avo Bekfeila Shamin. Regarding the Keren, you have to give a new kli or a full item. Regarding the kefel, you can give the shards plus the difference. Again, you see there, the Ravid having a difference between the keren and the kefel, just like he did in Sefer HaMitzvos. So, this, again, it's not a raya, but this list of Rabbi Chiya gives us so much insight, little hints to all of these sugyas. The fact that Ganev and Gzeil are listed separately. The fact that kefel and keren are listed separately. Now let's continue. Next line, the Edim Zomamin. Edom Zomamin is on the list. What significance does Edom Zomamin have here? So, Tosfos. You can learn through Maseches Makos, right? All of that either was omen, and there'll be one factor that won't be listed there. This Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Dalet. Again, that's why we call it Tar Kula Inyan Echad. The Tosefta says in Maseches Sanhedrin, right? We have to try to learn all of Torah, all of Daf Yomi, everything, because sometimes there's something that you wouldn't expect it. You can learn Maseches Shabbos, but there's certain chidushim in Maseches Shabbos that don't appear in Maseches Shabbos. And Edom Zomim, we would think, Makkos, it's all about it. Tosfos, does Edom Zomimin, step back, Kasher Zomim Velo Kasher Asa, that principle that we only punish as they wanted to, but if they've already succeeded, so then we do not punish. Kasher Zomim Velo Kasher Asa, Betheirish Din Daraisa. Does that apply to Dini Maminus? What if the Edom come and say, Reuven is chayav to pay Shimon 200, and he pays 200, and then they're proven Zomimin? What's the halacha? Do we say kasher zama velo kasher asa when it comes to dinim amanus? So Tosfos right here, meaning what's the case here that's listed by Edom Zoman being an avanezek? What happened? Did they make the guy pay? So then what? If we say that you give back the money, is that really an avanezek? Because he gets his money back. That's what Tosfos and the Rishonim are bothered here by. The fact that it's on the list would seem to indicate that once they do it, they damaged, and it's an avanezek. If you look in the sheet, well, let's start with the more mechuda shita. The sheet of Mekubetzes right here quotes that you say kasher zama velo kasher asa even by dinei mamonos. And if the Edom said Reuven owes and Reuven paid already, it's done. Shimon does not give back the money. An unbelievable chiddush. That's the day right here in the sheet of Mekubetzes. V'davka kisher huzmu v'yadayin lo shile mishehi idu olav. The only time that we say Edom Zomim is an avanezek and they would have to pay is where they were, other Edom came in and were mazim them and the person hasn't paid yet. She'im shilem, because if Reuven has paid already, lo mechayev. The Edom would not have to pay. Tegzeres akasavu, dechsev la'asos velo shekvar asa. Unbelievable. That's a day right here in the Shidim Kubesis in the name of Rabbeinu Yehonasan. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says, no, the money is different. If somebody got Malkus already, if somebody got Misa already, Kachazam of Lokasher Asa. But if somebody paid, so give back the money. Tosfos says, for Adam Zomamin, Pirish Riva, Diafilu Shilim Alpia Adam Zomamin, Chayavin, against the Shita Mukubet says. The Riva says, even if they paid already, it's still called an Avanezek. And that is, Delo Shayach B'mamon Kachazam of Lokasher Asa, to Efshar B'chazara. It can be given back. So what kind of, it would not be, you would have the same halacha whether they paid it or whether they didn't pay. That's Tosfos, right? And the Rashba also discusses all here. The afilu lo shilim karina be'mamona mishum da'asul afsudi memona. Number one, he says the opposite. It's called nezek even if they didn't pay yet because they wanted to be mazik. And therefore, it's called an avanezek. Miyu betosfos amr mishmo de misham min avabisha shilim alpian. Right, because it's a double-edged sword. We have to have here that they actually did something to be called a hezek, but if they actually did something so much, like the Shita says, so then they wouldn't have to pay because it's kasher zama velo kasher asa. So you have to say some type of chiddush. If the Gemara means that they didn't cause the guy to pay yet, so it's a chiddush that's called an avanezek, that they didn't cause the guy to pay yet. If they paid already, so then what? So then you have to say a chiddush that kasher zama velo kasher asa might not apply to Edom Zomamin. But this is the discussion of the Rishonim, whether Efshar B'Chazara makes a difference when it comes to Dinei Maminus. There is a second day of Tosfos, which Tosfos says you don't need this reason. By Maminus, you would say they would pay even if they caused the person to pay because of Onshin Min Adin, the Kal V'Chomer. If they try to get him to pay, they're going to pay. Surely, if they made him pay already, which is exactly the opposite of Kasher Zomam Velo Kasher Asa, but that's the whole Chiddush of that din. But that's Tosfos and the Shita here, important discussion about Edim Zomamin. We continue. So far we had Geneva, Gezela, Kefel, Keren, Edim Zomamin. Next, Viha Ones, Viha Mefate, Umoti Shemra. All of these who pay a fine, Ones Mefate, the rape Mefate, willing, Umoti Shemra, Viha Metame, Viha Medame, Viha Menaseach. And all of these, Metame, I am Metame, my friend's wine. What's the case? Or Truma. Metame to my friend, that's Truma, and I'm Metame it. We'll get to the chidushim of each of these on the next Amud. Va'amidame, I have chulin, and my friend puts truma into my chulin, makes it midume, and now I'm a Yisrael, I cannot eat it. He's damaged me. Va'amenasech, he has made my wine into nisa chayayin. Avodah Zarah. What exactly is the case? We'll see Rashi in the next Amud, that you actually poured his wine to Avodah Zarah. So that is 11 more. Vahani Tleisar and the 13 listed up above. Ha'esrim va'arba. So that's 24 Avos Nezikin of Rebbe Chiya. V'Rebbe Oshia, my time alotani. So Rebbe Oshia, why does he only have 13? Why doesn't he list these 11 as categories? Hani Mamona Kamari Beknasolo Kamari. He only had Mamonis, Mamon listed, but he did not have Knasos. That's why Ones, Nafate, and we'll see some of the other Hezekim are also considered Knas if you hold that Hezek She'eno Nikar is not Shmei Hezek. That's why some of the later ones on the list would also be called Knas. We will, Hashem, get to that. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Ganav Vegazlan. Ganav Vegazlan, that's about the Karen. Right? That's about the principal. That's not a Knas. Right, so why didn't Rabbi Chiya list those? De Mamona who listni. So all the other ones on the list are knassos, are fines. But what about the other ones on the list? What about Ganath and Gazlan? Answer, Haktani Le. They are on the list. After all, Rabbi Oshia, up top, he has Shomer Chinam Vahashoel. He already has the Shomrim. So if the Shomrim steal, if a Shomer steals, that's the sugya called Toein Tainas Ganav. Also a big seventh parak sugya, I'm a shomer, I say that it was stolen, and it ends up that I stole it, then I have to pay, and I even have to pay kefel in certain cases, if I'm toying tainas ganav. A big sugya there. So what does the Gemara say here? Rabbi Oshia doesn't have it separately on the list, because it's in the world of shomrim. So what would Rabbi Chiya answer back? V'Rabbi Chiya nami hatani le shomer chinam v'ashoel. He also has shomrim on the list. So why does he list it separately? Answer, Tani Mamona to Asi Liyadeh Behatera, V'Tani Mamona to Asi Liyadeh Be'isura. Because there's a big difference between if I actually went and stole something, where it came into my hands Be'isur, and if I got it as a shomer to watch it, and then I decided to steal it. That's a different category of Av Hanezek, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chiya. And that's why he lists it separately. Again, Rav Gusman points out, this little brisa has so much packed into it. There is a major question, Toein Tainas Ganav. Again, I'm a shomer, I say it was stolen, and then Edom come and say, I stole it, I have to pay kefel. Does that really belong in the world of shomrim or in the world of Ganav? How much is Toein Tainas Ganav more a problem with, I was a problematic shomer, or am I mamash a Ganav? Because, as the Gemara says, you gave it to me. But then I decided to basically to keep it. So is that really a ganav, or is that somebody who was a bad shomer? So that's a discussion that you pay kefel. Wow, you pay kefel, which seems to say you're a ganav. But on the other hand, it's big chidushim. That Gemara says, let's say I stole it, but instead of saying it was stolen, I say it was lost. I'm toin tainis avad. And it ended up that I stole it. Then maybe I don't pay kefel, even though I did the same thing. The fact that it's limited makes it seem like it's a shomer halacha. It's not a ganav halacha. But maybe that's this machlokas amoraim. Can you say, well, ganav and ganav do not have to be listed because they're included in shomrim? So that would seem to say that it's in the world of shomrim and not just in the world of ganeva. But that is also, each of these lines is jam-packed with meaning. Continuing now. Get to today's daf. Edom zomamin, mamona hu listeni. Edom zomamin. So why isn't that? Why didn't Rav Oshia list those? What, we said knasos? But Edom Zomin is mamonis, isn't it? Don't we say Edom Zomin is mamon? Important Shas Rashi, first Rashi on top. What is the definition of a knas? Rashi discusses. Why is Edom Zomin called mamonis? Says Rashi, to call hamishalem yoser amasha hizik. Anyone who pays more than what they damaged, kigon kefel v'tashlumi dalad v'hei kari knas, if you pay more than what you damaged, or kigon kaldavar katsuv ha'amur batorah, or any designated specific payment that the Torah says arbitrary, not connected to the act, kigon chamishim shalonis mafata meishamoti shemra, all of those are knas. If it's fixed or if it's more, we'll have to see later. Right there, achronim ask on Rashi. What about if it's less? There's one example of a knas. That's even if it's less, right? We'll have later in the parak. Palganiska knasa, chati nezek of Karen. So says the Gemara. Why isn't Edom Zomamin listed in the first brisa according to Rav Oshia? So says the Gemara. Savala Rabbi Akiva to Amrei Mishalman Alpi Atzman. Well, maybe this Rabbi Chiya holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that it is Edom Zomin is called Knas. Lamai Nafgamina, if Edom Zomin are Mode. Mode b'Knas is Pater. So if Edom Zomin would be Mode about their Knas, they would be Pater. That is Rabbi Akiva Shita, also quoted in the beginning of Maseches Makos. What exactly does it mean? What's the case that Edom Zomin admit? What's the case? So, discussion here. Rashi, Tosfos Rid, let's just do Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, in the first couple of skinny lines, he quotes the Gemara in Makos, if Edom Zomin are proven to be Edom Zomin in one Bezdin, and before Bezdin gets to be Mechayev them, and Toveah them, and say, you are Chayev to pay, because once they did that, that would be called Maminus. But once they do that, before they do that, they run to another court, and admit in the other court, we were proven Edom Zomin in the other court. That's the case of Mode B'Knas. Before Bezdin was Mechayev of them. Because as we know, by every Knas, once Bezdin says you have to pay, that turns into Mamonis. That turns into Achiyev Mamoni. Right? It's only they were labeled, says Rashi, Huzamnu B'Bezdin Shoploni, but then they come and they admit it. So that would be a case of Mode B'Knas where they would be Pater. And we've discussed, it's come up, not recently, but the sugya of why that is. Is that just Xeris HaKasiv? Mode b'knas pater? Or is it more of, well, the guy's obviously trying to do tshuva. So if he's mode, he comes and says, this is what he did. So we want to give him a little encouragement. Just to give him a mashal, takanas hashavim. Right? If somebody steals some wood, some boards, and he builds it into his house, so the halacha says he can just give back money. Doesn't have to break down his whole house. Because then he wouldn't do tshuva. So through here, maybe that's what mode b'knas is about. But that has ramifications then to the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What if mode b'knas... V'yachar kach bo edim. What if somebody's mode b'knas? What if somebody sees, and Bezdin sees this happening? They see edim walking into court from down the street. And all of a sudden, the guy runs in and says, I did it. Because he wants to be mode b'knas. He only wants to pay the principal. So is that mode b'knas v'yachar kach bo edim? So is that fair? Maybe he's not doing tshuva. Maybe he just wants to prevent. That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Also comes up later in the seventh parak. So that's an important element as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Esau like Rabbi Akiva, if he yells like Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Chia really yells like Rabbi Akiva regarding Edom Zomamin, so let him hold across the board like Rabbi Akiva. Listni Trey Gavni Shor. He should list two types of Shor. Listni Shor da Azik Shor, Velisni Shor da Azik Adam. There's a difference in halacha between an ox, an animal that damages another animal, and an ox that damages a person, according to Rabbi Akiva. Tisnan, the Mishnah says later on, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af Tam Shechava Ba'adam, Mishalim B'Moser, Nezek Shalem. Rabbi Akiva holds that even though we know that a shor tam, first three times, only pays Chati Nezek, Rabbi Akiva holds, if a shor gores a person, so then he pays Nezek Shalem. But Mosar, that means, meaning if the person damaged the animal damages the person, and the damage of the animal on the person is more, the Mosar, the difference, so do you pay Chati Nezek of that difference, or do you pay Nezek Shalem of that difference? So Rabbi Akiva says, you pay Nezek Shalem. So you see that Rabbi Akiva has a difference between an Ashar Nagach Shor, Ashar Nagach Adam. So if Rabbi Chia holds like Rabbi Akiva, so why don't you have two Shor in the list of Nezek? So answer, Hatave Rabbi Akiva Legzize. Literally, Rabbi Akiva broke his fist. Meaning he broke his shita. Meaning why? Because even he says that by a tam, a shor, that Azik Adam, it has some elements of tam also. It's not totally like a muad. So it's okay, even though he says Nezek Shalem, but there is an element that he says is like other tam, and that's why it doesn't have to be listed separately. Titania, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yochol Af Tam Shechaval Ba'adam Yishali Min Ha'aliyah. You might think of a Tam that gores a person. You might think he has to pay Min Ha'aliyah. Remember we had that on 2 days ago. Migufo means he only pays up until the amount that he is worth. Min Ha'aliyah, he can pay even more than he's worth. So you might think a Tam usually is limited. You only pay up to what he's worth. Migufo. So you might think that Rabbi Kiva also says that that's not true. Like Tam Shechava Ba'adam, Tam Alomar Ye Aselo Migufa Mishalim Ve'Eino Mishalim Min Ha'Aliyah. So Rabbi Akiva agrees that Shor Shechava Al Adam has some elements of Tam. So that's why it does not have to be listed separately. Good. Weiter. Ha'ones Tamafat Avamoti Shemra De Mamona Hu Lisni. All of these, onis the fadis, but the shemra, they have mamon elements, they have a knas element too. right? Like they have the Chamishim Shekel. But they have Mammon elements. They have Nezek, they have Boshes. So why aren't they listed by Rabbi Oshia in the first Brisa? Tosfos says Motzi Shemra is, it doesn't really mean it here, that's just Agav Grora. Because that's only, Motzi Shemra only has a Knas payment. Only have Mea, Vancho, so Mea Kesef. There's no other payment. So, Lisni, so why aren't those listed? So Gemara says Manavshach. Either way, there's a reason why it's not listed. E Nezek. What are the other payments that the Onis and Mefate make? E Nezek, if it's the damage that they cause, Rachmana Litzla and Tanele. So it has Nezek already listed. E Tsar, Tanele. E Boshes, Tanele. Right, all of them are listed already in the on Rabbi Oshia's list from yesterday. E Pagam, Hainu Nezek, the depreciation. So Mayis Tachalamemar, what's the only thing left? Knasa? Beknasa Lokamairi. Right, all the other payments are included in what was listed by a regular case of Chovel. Nezek, Shar, Ripi, Shevis, and Boshes, as was described in the first list. Good, so that those fit. Hametame, v'hamedameh, v'hamenaseh. What about all of these items? Hametame, and I make meduma, I put truma into your chulin, v'hamenaseh. What is menaseh? So it's Rashi here. Rashi says that what might I have thought? Menaseh means I pour some of my yayin esach into your kosher wine. So Rashi says that's not true, because that would not be a unique. That would be just like the other ones, like medamea, mixing something up and making it into something usser. Rashi says menaseh means actually shenisich yayin chaveru lavodah zara the usro bahana. I pour in my friend's wine to avodah zara. Hoel va'avid be'maisa begufi deyayin. What is Rashi trying to? What is Rashi bothered by? So yeah, elsewhere, don't we have the principle of Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo? So how can I Oser? If I have something that's already Oser, and then I mix it in, I have a Basa B'Cholov, and then I pour it into my friend's pot, okay, that's a reality, I have Oser. If I have something that's Treif, and I mix it in, but here, I am making a Treif, right? So you might have said Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. That's why Rashi adds that in. Ovid be Maisa Begufei Deyayin. The Gemara elsewhere says if you do Maisa Begufa Davar, then that can override Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. If somebody comes and bows down to my chair, Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. That's my chair. You can't Oser it. But if you do a Maisa Beguf HaDavar, so then that could override it. That's a Gemara elsewhere. That's what Rashi is referring to by saying you poured the Yayin Chaveiro. But either way, all of these ask the Gemara, Dimamonahu Lisni, isn't this damage? It's damage, Hezek. So why aren't these listed by Rabbi Chiya? So the Gemara says, Manavshach. Well, either way, it's already listed. E Hezek she'eino nikar, shmei Hezek, the sugi we had back in Gittin. If Hezek, that is not recognizable, is it shmei Hezek? Here you can't see anything. It's tamei. So if it's shmei Hezek, so hatan elei Nezek, then Hezek's already on the list. Hezek she'eino ni'i shmei Hezek she'eino nikar lo shmei Hezek. And if you say it's not shmei Hezek, and therefore, me'ikar adin, you should not pay. The Rabbanan find you. They were kones you, so you don't go and metame tarosav shel chaveiro. So then that would be havelei knasa ubeknasa lo kamayri. And therefore, it's he's not talking about knas. Let's just continue a little bit, and then we'll get say more. Le'maksav Rabbi Chiya hezek she'onika lo shmei hezek. So let's assume that Rabbi Chiya in the first, right, he's in the second list, the 24. He must hold shmei lo shmei hezek. Di shmei hezek hatanele nezek. He has it separately. So he must, separately from Nezek, so he must hold, isn't it Hezek Sheonikar Shmei Hezek? Answer, Tana Hezek at the Minkara, but Tana Hezek at the Lo Minkara, no. Even if you say Shmei Hezek, you could say, or if you say Lo Shmei Hezek, it's still a difference, or Shmei Hezek, right? There still could be a difference in category, right? We tried to prove, doesn't he say Lo Shmei Hezek because it's listed separately? No, even if you say Shmei Hezek, you can still list it separately, because there's a difference between Shmei Hezek and Lo Shmei Hezek. Even if you would be Chayiv by both of them, you could still say they would be listed as a separate Av HaNezek. We discussed back in Maseches Gittin, what exactly is the definition of Hezek She'eino Nikar? Is it that the act is not Nikar, that you're doing a Maisa Hezek? Or Rov Rishonim assume that it has to do with the item that was damaged. You cannot see the damage. That's Rashi right here. Rashi says, "She'eino nikar kagon hacha de'ein hanezek nikar betocha peros de'lochaser lahu." Right, the hezek is that nikar in the fruit. Right, it doesn't look like there's anything wrong with them. So what? You had put a sheretz on them earlier. You made them tamei, but you can't see that. And the Rambam also, Rambam Hilchos Chovel, when he discusses this, The Rambam says, Hamazik mamon chaveiro hezek she'eno nikar, hoa velo nishtane hadavar, velo nifsada tsuraso. The focus is on the items that were damaged. Most of the Rishonim have that formulation. Again, Rav Gusman, we quoted this back in Gittin, but he points out the Me'iri there in Gittin has a beautiful, unusual pshat, but Rav Gusman expands upon it. If you want to look in Simon Aleph, here in Rav Gusman, so he talks about this in Os Yud Dalet, where he talks about, he has the Chakira first, he says, is it focused on the Gavra, like we said, your Mazik Einonikar, or is it in terms of the Maisa or the Chafsa? But then he says there's a third idea, and that is, quote, based on the Me'iri there in Meseches Gittin, not here. And that he says, maybe Hezek is purely a Dine Mamonos issue, not a Yaredeya issue, not a Halacha issue. Hezek in Halacha is determined by, well, would a Goy think this is also a damage? Is this an objective damage that in any monetary law that would be recognized as a damage? Or is this a halachic damage, a Yaredeya damage? If I take a dead sheretz and put it onto your wine, only a Jew is going to say that's a problem. Not a non-Jew. Why? The wine is the wine. Right? Says the Me'iri, and it's expanded upon by Rav Gusman, that's Hezek Sheino Nikar, Lo Shmei Hezek, means the concept of Hezek in Halacha, in terms of Tashlume Hezek, is a Choshe Mishpat idea, not a Yaredeya idea. Regarding, Bidei Shamayim, did you do something wrong? Yes. What you did was Usser. You damaged. And that's what we assume, that even if you say Hezek Sheino Nikar, Lo Shmei Hezek, what you did was Usser. But, in terms of Tashlume Nezek, that's a choshe mishpat halacha and not a yaredeya halacha. Lo amra Torah dinei nizikin de'ein shum chiyuv tashlumi mamon b'shvil ha'isurim u'mitzvos rak b'shvil nizkei v'dinei mamon shemin adam l'chaveiro v'lachein in chayev tashlumin el benezek shemitzad dinei mamon is bilvad choshe mishpat yesh no mazik v'nizek v'hezek aval im midinei mamon is bilvad ein kan hezek v'tzarech letzarev dinei isra v'heter yaredeya o dinei mitzvos arachayim al nezek kazeh lo namra parshas nizikin. The Chulu, and he continues, and that's a totally different idea. Just one other point related to Hezek Sheino Nikar, and then we get to the next issue, and the Mishpatei HaTorah, our Lamaisa cases. Bachor, there was a story, Rachman al-Aslan, there was a case where there was a boy in a yeshiva that had some type of contagious illness, Machla Madbekes, Vayaroi Ma'od, and he was extremely hungry. He went into the kitchen and tasted from the communal pot that was going to be served to the rest of the students. They find out about it, and now the Hanhala says, he has this illness, he touched the communal pot, they have to throw out the whole pot of food, because they don't want anybody to get sick. So they have to go to a caterer to buy food for the whole yeshiva, because now the whole yeshiva needs lunch, which is more expensive than the food that they already had prepared, and now they want to go to the parents of this boy and say, you have to pay for lunch that day. What's the halacha? So, Mishpatei HaTorah says, well, did the Chola know that he had the illness or not? If he didn't know that he had the illness, it's all shogeg, and, it could be a difference in halacha. If he didn't know, it was only known afterwards, so that's, yes, he's not supposed to eat from the communal pot, but he still would be potter. But if he knew about it, im ha-Chola yodash yishlo machla madvakas v'lom rotzo tu achal me'asira mirkazi, ladas ha-Rambam v'rova poskim, he has to pay, not the catering, that's grumma. But he'd have to pay for the pot, at least that he ate. He would have to pay. Hezek she'eino nikar. Lo shmei hezek, but we paskin. Even if you say lo shmei hezek, chum or kones you. Come and find you. Right? And therefore, that's where the Rambam starts off. Right? That we had before. Nilchas chovel mazik. The Rambam says, Hamazik mamon chaver hezek she'eino nikar, harei ze patim na tashlumin din Torah, wa midivrei sofrim. And that's what we would say here. It's a Hezek Sheino Nikar, but he would have to pay. He'd have to pay in this regard. And then he continues on the bottom of the footnote here, fascinating that this is all, even if we quote Biachal Tfias HaMosad, sorry, let me find, Kaksha Ladina, Achiv Amoni Kayem Gam Im Lo Ra'u Anasham Achirim, even if he's the one that admitted it. There weren't Eidim that he ate from it. Mode b'knas potter, you don't say it by knasas d'rabanan. You only say that by knasas d'araisa. Because it's the Rabbanan were mechayev you, and therefore he would have to pay in this case. But again, not for the whole catering, but that would be grumma. But he would have to pay for the lunch. Okay, weiter. Lema, I'm sorry, where are we? Bishlam alatana didan. As you see here, we're touching on so many major issues, and we're just trying to do our best in this regard. Let's continue. Oh, the Rishinim Kabbatzis also here discusses, if you say Hezek Shenonika, lo Shmei Hezek, so it's a Knas, it's Knas Darabanan. So are there any other Darabanans on this list? Aren't these all Avos Nezik and Daraisa? This is if it's Hezek Shenonika, so it's listed separately, so you'd have to say that maybe certain Knasos Darabanan are listed. So that's also a discussion here in the Shita. Bishlam alatana di don, tana minyana lamute Daraboshia. Our Mishnah that says 4 is excluding Rav Yoshia, 13. For Rav Yoshia, Tana Minyana Lamute Rav Yechia. And Rav Yoshia says 13 to exclude Rav Yechia's number 24. Ela Minyana Rav Yechia Lamute Mai. So Rav Yechia says 24. So what is that excluding? Lamute, right, it has to be, why does he say a number? Lamute Moser Umafagel. To exclude Moser, someone who is malshin to the authorities, onto a feller Jew, regarding money, monetary, and Mifagel. What's Mifagel? So if you would have asked me, you would have asked any of us, we know Pigel. Pigel has so much press in Zvachim and Menaches. For some reason, Rashi does not say what we would think he says. We know there are two different, at least two, but we'll mention two different types of problematic thoughts in Karbanos. Pigel, which is Machshava Chutz L'Zmano. Right? I think during Shrita that I'm going to eat it or be makter it, L'Acher Zmano. There's a totally different type of problematic thought. That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Shelo L'Shma. If I'm doing a shlomim and I think asham, if I'm doing a chatas and I think this, that's shalol l'shma. For some reason, Rashi here quotes shalol l'shma to explain mefagel. And the achronim are bothered, why does he do that? Rashi, by mefagel, kohen sheshachad karbono shel Yisrael chatas l'shum shlomim. Rashi knows what pigel is. Why is Rashi doing that? De'ein ha-karbon ola l'chovas b'ayla v'tzarech acher. Rashi quotes, the karbon is not olep, for the Bailam, it's Zorach Acher. Another problem in Rashi. If you look at the first mission, Zvachim, if you shech the Chata Shalol L'Shma, the Korban's puzzle, totally. And what is Rashi saying? He just has to bring another one. It doesn't say that it's that the language that Rashi quotes is the language by other Karbanos. By other Karbanos, it's Kasher, El Shalol, Olo, Bailam, Shem Chov, they have to bring another one. Rashi is quoting Chata Shalom Shlamim. So all the Achronim are bothered by this. You see on the side, it says, I am B'Sefer Pnei Yoshua. Look at what the Pnei Yoshua says here. If you look in the Achronim in the back, the Brisker Rav discusses this in Psulei HaMukdashim. If you want to look in the back of the Frankel, in the first Parak Yud Ches, in Psulei HaMukdashim, the Brisker Rav quotes this idea. It might have to do with, obviously Rashi knows what Pigel is, but defining Pigel as a Maisa Hezek, that's what all the Pirushim zero in on that issue. Stam machshava is that called a maisa hezek? Pigel, right? Maybe Rashi thinks there has to be something more direct on the karbon. Pigel is something that ultimately memela becomes a problem, but shalol lishma is something that attacks the karbon directly. That's part of the common denominator between some of the mefarshim, and therefore that's what Rashi says. It's shalol lishma that passels the carbon in a different way than pigol. So when it comes to defining an avanezek, that's why Rashi would say A instead of B. But again, that's just touching the tip of some of the commentaries on Rashi. But back to the Gemara, v'listi. So why are these excluded anyway? Right? Why wouldn't these be listed? Bishlam mefagel b'kachim lo kamayri. Fine, b'fagel, whatever mefagel means. We're not talking about kachim, so maybe we don't have to list the avos nezikin and kachim. Ela moser, my time alotani. Why isn't moser listed? Shiny moser, de dibura. Moser is only with your speech, ube dibura lo kamayri. And with your dibur, we're not talking about hezik al yedei dibur. Says the Gemara v'hamosi shemra hu de dibura hu vaktani. Mosi shemra. Person gets married, he comes to Bezin the next day, and is mosi shemra on his wife. So that's dibur. Dibura de isbe maisehu. No, that's a dibur that has an action associated with it. Right? It was after a maisebia. Says the Gemara b'idim zomamin. Dibura de isbe maisehu v'ktani. What about idim zomamin? That's also just dibur. No. Hasam afagav de isbe maisa rachmana karye maisa. Even though it does not have a physical act, the Torah calls it an act. Dechsiv, va'asisim lokasher zamam, la'asos la'achiv, that they wanted to do to their brother. So you see, the Torah calls it a maisa. Period. Pish l'malatana didan tana avos machadika told us. Fine, according to our Mishnah, we know four avos, and there are a lot of toldos. All the toldos of Karen, and the toldos of Bor, etc. El Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Oshia, avos machadika toldos eimaininu. But what about Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Oshia's list? Why do they say avos? What are their toldos here? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avahu, kulan avos l'shalem mimeitav. Any tolda of any of these other nezikin are exactly like the av. Exactly like the av, you have to pay mimeitav from the idis, as we said. My taima, how do you know from all of these avos, asya tachas, nesina yishalem kesef. By all of these avos, by the psukim in the Torah, it uses one of those four words. One of those four words, tachas, nesina, yishalem kesef. And those four words are all connected to one of the avos nezikin that we already described in the first Mishnah. Rashi goes through all of the psukim here. Right, it says the word tachas by sharmuad. It says the word nesina by sharshenaga chesa eved. It says yishalim by shenin regel. It says kesef by bor. Rashi lists off all of them. And therefore, they're all included and they're all learned out from the other avos nezikin. Okay. Lo areya sharkari amaveh. Back to the Mishnah. So remember, the Mishnah said that each of these are different. They have their own character. So my ka'amar, what's the message of that of those lines in the Mishnah? Amar of Zvid Mishmei Derav. Ahi ka'amar, this is what it means. Lichto rachman achad avateisi idach minei. The havamina of the Mishnah is, why don't you leave one out? Just learn out from the other ones. Hadar amar chadam ichad alo asya. That's what the Mishnah says. Each one has a uniqueness, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn out one from the other. Chadam ichad alo asya. You wouldn't be able to learn out one from the other. Says the Gemara, continuing, v'lo zeh v'zeh sheyesh ben ruachayim, something that's alive, right? The shor is not like esh, which doesn't have a ruachayim. So Micah amar, Amrav Misharshi Mishmei Derav Achi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Lichtov Rachmana, Tarti V'Teisi Idach Minayu. Just say two of them, right? Not even right. Just say the Shor and Karen and Shane. So Lichtov Rachmana Tarti V'Teisi Idach Minayu. To learn the other one from there. So Hadar Amar Chadim Itarti Loasi. So the Mishnah continues. It says, no, even with two others, you would not be able to learn the one that you would leave out. And that's why the Mishnah goes through each one. But then Rava says, Amar Rava, Vikulu kishadis bar minai benayhu, asya kulu b'mahatzad. Really, all the Torah had to say was bar and one other. And you'd be able to learn all the other ones from bar and one other. And again, Rashi goes through the details of each one. How would you know that? With one exception, Labarmi Karen. You would not be able to learn Karen from bar and one other. Why? Mishum diga lamifrach malakulu shken muadin mitchilasan. Karen is unique, right? Karen starts off as Tom. And therefore, you would not be able to learn that. That would be more Mako. You would not be able to learn Karen from the other Nezikin. Tosfos points out here, it's not that Karen pays Chatzi Nezek. That's a result. That's not about the nature of it. The nature of it is that Stam Shvarim are Becheska Shimur Kaimi and it's Palganizka Knasa. That's what Tosfos says in Shkein Muadin. Ein Lefarish, Shemishalman Nezek Shalem. That other ones pay Nezek Shalem and this pays Chatzi Nezek, and that's the Kula. Dim Kim Karenami Asya, Kivin Deloksiv, Deloksiv. Ela Mifarisha Benutam, Tim Muadin Mithilasan Hainusha Darkan Lahazik. Masha'en Kin Bekaren, the Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimur Kaimi. Okay, it's about the nature of the category, and not just about the result of the category. So that's what the Gemara says. Really, bar plus one can give you all of them, but except for Karen. So Lamaisa, why did it say all of them? We'll see in a second. Ulamanta Amar Adar Ala Karen Adifa. And if according to the other opinion, what's the other opinion? Rashi says I don't know. Ulamanta Amar. Rashi says I don't know. Last medium line in Rashi. Lo isparish hecha. Not sure where this opinion is. The Gra says here, turn back Adaf. What do you mean Adaf Beis? We spoke about these factors. But the Rashi does not assume that's a separate Manda Amar. So Gemara says, according to the Manda Amar that says, no, Karen is more Chomer than all the others. Shekavanasa Lahazik. And that makes it more Chomer. So then Afilu Karen Amiyasu. Then even Karen would be able to be learned out from Bar plus one. So the Shaila is then, El Alamai Hil Chesak Kasvinu Rachmana. So why did the Torah have to go out of its way then to list off every one? Lehilchosehen. To teach me the details of every halacha that only apply to that Av Hanezek. For example, now the Torah lists off, the Gemara lists off everyone of the Avos has a separate, unique halacha that will come up often in the Masechta. Karen l'chayv ben tam l'muadis. Karen has a chilek between tam and muad. Shein v'regel, shein where the animal damages because kavana lahana'a, v'regel, normal behavior of an animal, lepotran v'rishas harabim. They are pater in rishas harabim. If an animal eats my fruit in rishas harabim, he is pater. We'll talk about that soon. Let's just finish. Bar, liftar bo es hakelim. Bar is, the unique halacha bar is, if an animal falls in with something on its back, the mazik is only chaya for the animal and not the kelim. Ula Rabbi Yehuda de machayev on his kelim babar. Rabbi Yehuda who says you're chayev on kelim liftar bo es ha'adam. If a person falls in and gets damaged, pater. Adam lachayev obadala dvarim. Adam, that's not really nezek, but that's chavala, but he's chayev to pay the five payments. Eish liftar bo es ha'tamun. Eish is pater for something that is hidden in the haystack. Again, comes up later on. So every one of the Avos Malachas has a uniqueness, and that's why you need each one listed. Finishing up, Ula Rabbi Yehuda de Machayev on Tamun Babor Be'esh. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're Chayev for Tamun. La'asuye Mai. So according to him, why does the Torah list it off separately? Fastest Amud we've ever done in Daf Yomi land, except for Nazir Lama Gimel, which has no Gemara on it. Right? La'asuye Lichacha Niro V'sich Sechavanav. To include Lichacha Niro V'sich Sechavanav. What is that? Eish, even if something doesn't really burn the item, just singes it, right? Nero is a plowed field. So it just licks the plowed field or makes the stones black. So that also would be considered chayef for Eish, even though there's not really mamish a damage done there. There is a very important machlokas riff in the rush that one has to be aware of. Regarding all of these, we'll focus on the Shein and the Regel for a minute. Shein and Regel Potter. In Rishus Harabim. Says the Rif. The Rif adds in one line. The Rif, read you his line. The Rif here, when he quotes all of these halachos, the Rif on Daf Aleph Amid Beis. In the Rif, he says, Shein Berach on Tepat Rishus Harabim, Mishum De'orchayuhu. Three words. Because that is their normal behavior. What is the Rush saying? The Rush is saying that the Petur of Shein and Regel, Rishus Harabim, is not based on Exeris HaKasav. It's based on a svara. It's based on logic. Why, if an animal eats my fruit in the street, is he potter? Because I shouldn't have left my fruit there. Right? He's just doing, he's walking. Why is he potter for trampling on my stuff that was left? Because it's not his fault. He's acting normally. That's the riff, or chayuhu. Says the Rosh, really? Why did the riff have to say that? By all the other ones, is it also svara that Eish is potter on tamun? And all the other pturim, bor is pater on kalim. Is that logical or is that exeris hakasav? Says the Rush. You know what a nafkamina would be? The Rush quotes this. What if an animal is walking in the street and there's a long stick, and the animal steps on the long stick in the street, and the stick, because he steps on it, bangs into the kli in my yard, in my rishus liyachon, and breaks my kli. Is that called pater in rishus harabim? Or not. According to the Rif, you'd be putter there too. Because the animal was acting, the mazik was in Rishus Harabim, and that's normal, or chayahu. But if you say it's like Zeras HaKasev, maybe he's chayav there, because the nezek happened in Rishus HaYachid. So who says, ask the Rosh on the Rif, who says that you'd have to say it's based on Svara, maybe it's based on Zeras HaKasev, and in that case, you would say chayav. That's just one example, says the Rosh. But again, that's the, he doesn't argue on the Rif. He quotes the Rif. He's just metameh, and he says maybe this is why he's the efshar shebala faresh tama pasik lama patrasa tar b'shus harabim l'fisha dakol lech b'shus harabim v'yefshar shiach abayel machreim tamid v'chulu aval keren chayvim b'shus harabim, because you have to guard your animal, and then you should have known better. But either way, that's an important machlokes, an issue brought up. Are all of these pturim, are they based on logic? Or are they based on Xeris HaKasav? Okay, well, Hashem, we'll have to come back to that issue in future Shiurim. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.